Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, October 26, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Katy Perry. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia articles to bring you fascinating stories and insights. Today, we're exploring the world of a pop superstar whose influence extends beyond music and into cultural phenomena. Yes, you guessed it. We're talking about none other than Katy Perry. Katy Perry, born Catherine Elizabeth Hudson on October 25, 1984, in Santa Barbara, California, has become a cultural icon known for her whimsical stage presence, chart-topping hits, and a voice that spans several octaves. From her breakthrough single, I Kissed a Girl, to her transformation into one of the most recognized pop artists on the planet, Perry's career offers a fascinating lens on how music, technology, and social trends have evolved over the years. Perry was raised by Pentecostal pastors, and her early musical experiences were deeply rooted in gospel music. She started singing in church and was later exposed to secular music, which significantly shaped her musical direction. How does one's upbringing influence their artistic expression, especially in such contrasting worlds of gospel and pop music? It's an interesting question to ponder, particularly when we consider Perry's eventual trajectory. At the age of 16, Perry released her first gospel album, but it didn't quite capture the national attention she was hoping for. Reflecting on this, have you ever faced a setback that seemed insurmountable at the time, only to realize later it was a pivotal moment of growth? Such moments can be transformative, propelling us in unexpected directions. For Perry, the shift from gospel to pop wasn't just a genre change, it symbolized a broader embrace of self-expression and boldness. By 2007, after a series of developmental challenges and label changes, Perry signed with Capitol Records. This pivotal moment marked the launchpad for her commercial breakthrough. Imagine being at the precipice of success, knowing the world is about to hear your voice. It's thrilling, isn't it? Her single, I Kissed a Girl, released in 2008, caused quite the stir with its provocative lyrics and infectious beat. It quickly climbed the charts, ultimately earning her international fame. Katy Perry, the teenage dream, as we'll call it, is a saga of high-energy performances, candy-colored costumes, and a string of hits such as Teenage Dream, Firework, and California Girls. Each track not only dominated the airwaves, but also embodied themes of empowerment and youthful exuberance. Here's a compelling query. How do these songs, rooted in personal and sometimes whimsical narratives, resonate so widely with diverse audiences? Could it be that the universal themes of love, identity, and existential celebration touch something profoundly human within us all? Moreover, Perry's theatrical style can be likened to that of pop art on stage, vivid, larger than life, and intricately detailed. Her approach to music videos and performances reflect this boldness, serving as a reminder of how visual elements can complement auditory art. What's particularly fascinating is how she leverages these elements to build her brand, a lesson for any aspiring artist in this digital age. How might technology and social media play a role in amplifying an artist's creative vision today compared to the past? In addition to her music career, Perry has also made strides in various ventures, from fragrance lines to television guest appearances, showcasing her versatility as an entertainer. In recent years, she added another dimension to her public persona by serving as a judge on American Idol. Her journey through different media illustrates a modern-day artist's adaptability, a necessity in the ever-evolving entertainment landscape. The beauty of Perry's story is not only the glittering success, but also the human experiences underlying her rise, her advocacy for LGBT+ rights, her openness about personal struggles, and the authenticity she brings to her art. She's a reminder that resilience, coupled with creativity, can lead to unprecedented heights. Here's a thought to ponder. How does public engagement and advocacy enrich an artist's work? And conversely, how can an artist's work enrich the advocacy they support? As we conclude today's dive into the world of Katy Perry, think about the cultural impact of artists like her. Their influence reaches far beyond the confines of music. They shape cultural narratives, challenge social norms, and inspire millions through their art and activism. It's a symbiotic relationship, one that reflects the power of art to both reflect and inspire societal change. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wikipedia. If you found this journey into Katy Perry's life as fascinating as I did, I encourage you to read more about her career and influences. What does she symbolize to you? Is it empowerment, creativity, or perhaps the embracing of one's true self? Each listener might have a different answer, and that's the beauty of engaging with art. It's a deeply personal experience. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and remember, knowledge is just a click away.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Katy Perry. Thanks for listening. See you next time.